three young people from Inside Digital, Emily, Joe and Leah. Morning all.
Good morning.
How are we all today?
Yeah, we're good.
Oh, he's right, he's really quiet. Let's move this microphone a bit closer. That's my fault, I should have moved the mic over. So you're from Inside Digital. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, you're a media company, a digital media company, is that right?
Yeah, yeah, we're digital marketing. So we specialise in creating social media campaigns for our clients and we create them a marketing campaign as well.
I'm a geek.
Good.
I am a geek, so I understand. But for example, say you've got a company that's online at the moment, which is very, very important, this, because I know you do apprenticeships as well, don't you?
Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, all three of us are apprentices. That's kind of our company's niche.
Right.
We hire apprentices and we train them in the fields that they're specialised in so that they can build their skills and become confident in the industry and then... well, stay within the company, hopefully, or move on if they want to.
See, now, years ago, the apprenticeships used to be electrician, carpenter. It's all gone now.
Yeah.
It's all going because it's becoming a throwaway world.
Absolutely.
And social media has become, and media in general, digital media has become the most important thing than anything else. So anybody that's looking to get into an apprenticeship, this is really the area that's going to expand totally.
Oh, yeah, we completely agree. All three of us really wanted to get into social media. I think I'm right in saying that.
Yeah,
because it is, like, as you said, constantly growing. It's always there. It never sleeps. It's just... it's what our world revolves around now, isn't
totally,
it?
Oh, totally, totally. So, I mean, you're constantly seeing adverts pop up on Facebook, just as an example.
Yeah.
And it's people like you that actually manipulate those adverts so that they're appeal. And we're all being tracked where we go, because the amount of times I've looked at, I don't know, a new light for the bedroom, for example, and I go back to Facebook, all of a sudden the light for the bedroom... Everyone goes, I'm going mad, this is not... No, that's actually right. They're looking and doing and following you.
Yeah.
So, Joe, what made you get into social media apprenticeships then?
I just think with the importance of social media now...
Yeah.
It's as you said, it's the way of moving forward.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone... wants to be online. That's where everyone is. You can reach markets in your local area,
yeah, yeah,
as well as across the world.
See, that's the fantastic thing about social media. First of all, it's worldwide,
yeah.
But secondly, you can really direct this in, so nobody from Brentwood can anybody outside of Brentwood can't see your local shop that's online. So is it something that you've excelled in, or just that really interested you?
It's something that's always interested me. Obviously, growing up with the internet,
yeah.
I've seen it change over the time.
Yeah,
and social media has become a very present thing in our generation and our culture.
Mm.
So, getting into it from a business standpoint is obviously quite a good thing.
That makes a lot of sense,
and it's a very, as you say, a very sensible thing
to do
as everything is going online.
Everything. I mean, the high streets are dying out. This is no secret. It's all over the press. The high streets are dying out. Every week, there's another big shop that's having problems on the high streets, so they're closing down stores.
Yeah.
And it is just the online that's really gonna excel, to be honest with you. And I think we've only scratched the surface of this at the moment.
Yeah, I agree.
It's like mobile phones. They just exploded, and everybody. I went for a job with a mobile phone company. Why do you want to be in this profession then? I said, because one day, this was when there was the great big house bricks.
All right.
One day the phones are going to be small enough to put in the palm of your hand and everybody will have one in their pocket or their handbag. And they all laughed at me.
Oh, wow.
Really? Seriously, they all laughed at me. But I could see the explosion happening, and it's the same thing with social media. So, Emily, your job at the company is... basically to send out the invoices. You do a lot of paperwork, is that right?
Yeah, so I do all the admin, all the organising and like the filing and chasing our clients, talking to them, things like that. Really, yeah. So I'm like the main contact source, really.
Is social media something that's interested you for a while?
Yeah, I do some social media as well. So I've got two clients and I work at one of their offices.
Yeah.
So whilst I'm there, I do their admin as well as their social media. But... yeah, I'm not as experienced as these two, but I like to help out. It's quite interesting to do.
Now, what I want to know is, what have you ever done a client, a big client's advertising?
Well, Lakeside Carton is quite a big one for us, isn't it?
Lakeside, I'd say, is our biggest one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, Lakeside and Brentwood Karting. Yeah.
I've been to Brentwood Karting.
Oh, have you?
I wasn't any good.
Awesome.
A friend of mine kept beating me. Mind you, he's 5 stone lighter, so that was a little bit obvious there, really, isn't it? I had this lumpy belly on the steering wheel.
Oh, it's not as bad as me. I crashed 5 times in the same corner.
Oh, I lost by miles as well, didn't I?
Oh yeah, but I mean,
I was terrible.
So what type of things do you do for Brentwood Karting?
Well, Joe is their main apprentice that they work with.
Yeah, we anything that they need advertising, really, we kind of push online. We do some email marketing campaigns.
Yeah.
So if anyone's been to Brentwood or Lakeside and has gotten bombarded with emails, that's probably my fault.
I'm one of those.
I apologize. But they are good deals, so you might want to.
They are. They're fantastic. Yeah. They are really good. We've enjoyed ourselves every time we've been there.
It's
very fun.
It is. It's a lot of fun.
But yeah, I do their socials. I take their pictures, or some of their pictures. Mm. Other pictures provided to me from photographers they get in. But all of their social media posts are pretty much me.
See, this is so important nowadays. Mm. People think they just got to put one or two posts on, and that's it.
Yeah,
it's not the way. You've got to keep this going. I was reading a story the other day of a guy that it was Minecraft, the game. He liked playing Minecraft.
Oh, it's a cool game.
And he actually stacked the shelves in a supermarket overnight. And he used to do this during the day. He just really enjoyed it. So I'm going back 5 years now with this. So what happened was, he started monetizing, which is basically what we're talking about here, earning money out of the web, monetizing his videos of Minecraft. And then he started getting £250 a month. And then it went up to £1,000 a month.
Yeah.
He's had, in 5 years, £18 million out of this.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
This gamer goes on world tours. I think he's in Japan at the moment doing a tour and just playing Minecraft for all the people to watch. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Great job.
It is a great job. And he's got millions and millions of viewers, and people give him products just so that he sits and talks about it. This is the art of social media. This is the art of what you're walking into. 100%. So important now. Mm. So important. It really is.
Yeah.
So, Emily, tell me, if somebody's listening right now and they need an advertising campaign, or they just want you to work for them in the media, digital media area, how can they get in contact with you?
Well, they can check out our website, insidedigital.co.uk, or they could contact us on our telephone number, which I have in front of me. Give me a second. 07956 586 431.
Okay.
So you can give us a call on either of those. And if you're interested in working with us, we'll sit you down, create a bespoke marketing campaign for you, tailored to what you want to get out of it. So no campaign is the same over two clients. Then we'll place an apprentice with you that works for the kind of content that you want. So I'm a copywriter, so if a client wants more like blog posts or press releases, they'd kind of come to me. If they want more graphics and animation, they'd go to Joe, things like that. So that's how we'd work with them.
Fantastic. This is so important. We're just on the cusp of a digital revolution, I think.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Everything. TV, radio, newspapers, everything you take for granted that you touch now will be going online. You've just mentioned something that we didn't speak about, and that was your pop-up shop.
Yes.
Tell me about this. What more?
Right. So one of the projects that we're running as Inside Digital is called Centre for Apprenticeships. And the aim is to provide a website and a place for businesses, training providers and apprentices to all come together and, well, learn and celebrate the best in all the apprenticeships opportunities that the country has. So we've created this new website, and next week, Monday to Saturday, we're going to be in Brentwood's Bakery Centre with our pop-up shop.
Oh, now when you say pop-up shop, I always get through my head some sort of inflatable.
Yeah, like a little stand you see for a Christmas market.
It always gets inflatable and you walk into this pop-up shop, and it's not like that, is it?
No, it's an actual shop. It's where. Yeah, it's next to the card factory.
I know the one. Yeah.
Yeah, right on your left.
All right.
So yeah, we're going to be there all week. So businesses are going to be there. Havering College, NHS is coming. We've got specific days where people can come in. We've got CV writing workshops where we can help you create the perfect CV for you. You can talk to apprentices such as ourselves. We're going to be there. Training providers are going to be there. So our training provider is going to be there, actually, CyberNexus.
That's They're fantastic. Great. So it's a big deal you got going on there.
Yeah, well, we're doing it for National Apprenticeship Week.
All right.
Because apprenticeships are becoming so much more popular.
They are. I can imagine they are, yeah.
Yeah.
It's harder and harder to get. It's a job to get a job now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you don't go with all the tools that you're supposed to have for that particular job, you can't be expected for an employer to...
Yeah, that's exactly it. Joe and I are both university graduates, and we both found it incredibly hard to find a job.
Yeah.
Everyone says, go to university, it'll open doors for you. We couldn't find those doors. So we've decided to try an apprenticeship, and it's been the best decision, really.
Well, you've gone into the right thing, to be honest with you. Yeah. It's a growing area. Yeah. It really
Social media, marketing, it's everywhere.
Huge, it is huge, and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
So your pop-up shop is going to be in the Baytree Centre. What time does it open and close?
11 till 6, and then I think it's Mondays and Thursdays. We've got networking events. I might check those, but they're on the website if you want to check those out. So they're networking events after 6 o'clock, 6 to 8, I think, for businesses and training providers to talk to each other and start planning apprenticeships within their own businesses, really.
And it's on the Inside Digital website?
The Centre for Apprenticeships website.
Centre for Apprenticeships website.
It's a little bit of a mouthful, but...
I couldn't say it. I'm not going to say it. Well, thank you very much for coming in. Fantastic
thank you so much
news
for
about,
having us.
About the apprenticeships, and I hope your pop-up shop goes really well.
Thank you.
And it's not inflatable, no?
No.